Hello, I'm Melissa Walton Shirley on the heart.org for Medscape. And we're here today with Dr. Sheila Sahni. I'm so excited to get the opportunity to interview her. She was able to give a talk today on core curriculum session on revascularization in special populations. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so just a little bit on your background. You're an interventional cardiology fellow at UCLA. You were chief fellow last year. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you did your internship and residency at Mount Sinai.
Yes.
Correct? So I want to ask you a little bit about this presentation. How did it come to be that you were asked to present on this left main session?
It is a very nice story. I can tell you that the American College has wonderful programs, and I've been coming to the legislative conference. Despite living in Los Angeles, I came on a travel grant for about 2 years, and somebody in my advocacy sessions recommended me to apply for the Emerging Advocates Program. And through that program, I was able to develop a project. I heard a session at the Heart House on all of the social media channels of ACC, and I came back with my mentor at UCLA, Dr. Carol Watson, my program director.
I know Carol.
She's wonderful. Right. And she said, you want to do this? Let's do this together. And she invited me to do a national Twitter chat, and I loved it. And I enjoyed using social media for awareness and prevention. And I roped that into my Emerging Advocates project. And I discussed it with my, he's an interventional cardiologist now at Duke, but was at Cornell at the time. We had a coffee shop meeting, and I told him. And he was running the Emerging Advocates program. And he said, go with it, do it in this direction. And I was invited to give the session at Ledge Conference on advocacy and using social media for advocacy. Now, Dr. John Irwin and Dr. Lakshmi Mehta heard me speak at that session. Dr. John Irwin was part of the panel, and he said, we got to give this girl a session. Dr. Mehta said, yes, we have this opening. I heard her, and they invited me on Twitter for this core curriculum session.
Another perk for social media. I know, John, we tweet back and forth together all the time. So tell me, did you have any anxiety about doing this presentation? Was this your first presentation, your first formal presentation at a national meeting?
It was my first, or I've done an oral presentation for an abstract at a nuclear cardiology meeting in Amsterdam. And I did that as a medical resident. But this was my first oral presentation and really oral discussion. I think it wasn't that I was presenting my science. I was presenting a core curriculum session. So knowing my audience was something I wanted to prepare for ahead of time. And it's hard because I'm positioned as an interventional cardiologist now, 3 months away from graduating. And how do you speak about left main disease, especially when there's so much to cover in the history, the last 50 years of interventional cardiology trying to compete with CABG, and the era of Excel and Noble, and even the technique in the cath lab needs a whole session. So putting that together was a lot of anxiety. And then, of course, my panelists, Dr. Roxana Mehran, a mentor, and was my moderator, Dr. Cindy Grinds, next to me, also giving us, you know, the session preceding me. So that was intimidating.
Oh, absolutely. Now, did you have any consternation about time management? Because I've been there, done that, you know, fellowship with husband, children. It's really difficult. Even now when I'm asked to speak, it's a little bit of a tough issue trying to get the slides made and reviewed and try to get them in and go to the speaker ready area.
Yeah.
And get the rest of the work done that you want to do that day. So did you have any time management issues at all?
So many time management issues, especially I'm in a program where I'm on call every other day, but I have a very supportive co-fellow and a very supportive program director, and all my faculty, very supportive. I opened the discussion about this left main talk very early, and throughout the, I would say that ever since I was asked, I started talking that I'm going to give this session, what's your opinion? So I would use my time at meetings to start developing a concept of, you know, knowing my audience. I'm presenting at ACC and not an interventional meeting. So that helped. I started early. But I also, I would say in the last 2 weeks, really pulled it together in terms of making the slides. Mm-hmm. And then I had to manage my time of how I was going to manage the presentation. So I timed myself. But I also worked with mentors at UCLA to work through my slides to know I should eliminate this, eliminate that. What I learned is that less is more. And you really need to manage you know, for a 25-minute talk, no more than 40 slides at most.
Mm-hmm, sure. And then sometimes it helps if you anticipate what some of the audience questions might be. Were you surprised by some of the audience questions, or was it about what you anticipated?
You know, I was actually concerned of what my moderator would ask me, and she was lovely and actually was enjoyed my talk. And I didn't think about what the audience was going to ask me until somebody stood up and asked a question, and then I thought, oh, what if they start asking about bifurcation technique? So I put a disclaimer in at the end that I'm an interventional fellow speaking on this topic, and that was something I was very sensitive to. I think there's a lot of big leaders that have run major trials, huge technical expertise in this field, and that wasn't the angle I was trying to come with. And I enjoyed the questions. One of them was about revascularization in diabetics, and I enjoyed that, and I'm glad they brought that up in the left main session and not the diabetic session. So I did anticipate some, but I think knowing your talk really well and knowing the data surrounding it, even if you can't discuss it, is helpful.
You know, this is what I fear, is I'm going to get up there and my slides won't work. Did you think about that?
Yes. Yes, and I must have asked the speaker ready room person so many times, saying, are you sure? How's it going to look? And ACT did a really great job of setting up the platform. Yeah. That was something that really caught me off guard, though. I didn't know if I should look at the screen in front of me or to the side of me or the computer right there. And so I would say that throughout the talk, I looked at multiple different screens.
So would you do it again?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can tell. Enthusiastic. Well, Dr. Sheila Sahni, thank you so much for joining us today on the Heart.org on Medscape. I really enjoyed talking with you, and she's a rising star. We can't wait to watch to see what she does next.
Thank you.
Thank you.